Welcome to The Last Word on CKVI Educational Radio. I'm your host Mason and I'm accompanied by Dominic in the booth. We are here to talk to you guys about the roots of skateboarding and how it's changed millions of lives, plus the phases the sport has gone through. Surfers first thought of the idea after saying that they wanted to skate on land. They started breaking the wheels off their roller skates and nailing them to 2x4s, creating one of the first skateboards ever. No one knows the origins or who invented the first skateboard, but there was three different types of board that were all similar to the skateboard. The supposed originators of skateboarding were the Zephyr Team. They developed a new type of style of skateboarding that was original and new. The crew who began as a surf team derived their name from the Zephyr Surf Shop in Santa Monica. Jeff Ho, Skip Englem, Craig Stachek opened the Santa Monica shop as Jeff Ho Surfboards and Zephyr Productions in 1971. The Z-Boys represented the shop in the surf competitions, with the first member being 14-year-old Nathan Pratt. Pratt also worked at the shop and became an apprentice surfboard maker over time. In 1974, Alan Sarlo, Jay Adams, Tony Alva, Chris Cahill, and Stacy Peltra joined the surf team. The place that the team spent most of their time surfing was Pacific Ocean Park, a once-thriving amusement park atop a pier, now abandoned and run down. It was nicknamed by locals as Dogtown, with large tidal wood pilings jutting from the water, not enough room for all surfers. Pacific Ocean Park Pier was an incredibly dangerous place to surf. Despite these dangers, the Z-Boys surfed it anyways. They would surf mornings when the waves were at the highest, when the pier waves died down after early morning hours. They would hang out at the Zephyr Shop, running errands, doing homework, skating, and flirting with passing girls. At the time, the Z-Boys saw skating as a hobby, something new to do after surfing, but it quickly grew from a hobby into a way to express themselves. I'm gonna get you guys into the music right now with the Firewater by the Astronauts, so keep that dial locked to 91.9 The Cave.
I'd like another drink.
After skateboarding became popular with surfers, it evolved into a more hardcore sport where being a skateboarder made you tough. This started happening in the late 80s all the way through to the mid-90s. People who skateboarded were rebels against society, so they didn't go to school or contribute in any way. They just ripped around town, causing destruction and terror, listening to their hardcore music and dressing like punks. Everyone who was a skater in this era was not involved with competitions and trying to be popular. But in doing so, they actually drew attention to themselves, whether it be the police, because they were causing trouble, or from people hearing the noisy click-clack of the wheels hitting the sidewalk. At the end of this time period, skateboarding was becoming more and more popular in every way, causing skateboarding to be involved in the very first Rhode Island X Games in 1995. What you say is what you get!
Then in the early 2000s, skateboarding became more gangster. Boarders started wearing their pants lower and listening to original rap such as Biggie Smalls and Tupac and all the other classical rappers like that. Skateboarding was considered tough still, but it was turning into more of a way to express yourself instead of a way of style like it was before. Do you know what I'm talking about, Dom? Like how back then it was just more of a way to express yourself.
There was more just for something to do. Now they're getting into like style.
Yeah, they're starting to get more like tricks and stuff like that. They're trying to put too much into the sport, which isn't really expressing themselves. Yeah, it's more turning into a technical sport, more edging, stuff like that. More ollies and flips. That's what I want to say, is more ollies and flips.
More combos, too, also.
Yeah, that's true. Like more... There's more wipeouts at the same time, though. Like, have you ever watched the fail videos? There's just a whole bunch of wipeouts of skateboarding who kids who think that they can skateboard, but really they can't. Like,
that's
what?
Because they're taking the risk, though.
Exactly.
That's the whole point of skateboarding.
Exactly. Like, I get that. I get that. I used to be a really big skateboarder myself. I used to skateboard all the time. But why, if you're going to skateboard, at least practice before you try these? Like,
no, just go in.
Just wing it. Just wing it. Do it.
You got this.
Just go as hard as you can. Just wing it. Go for it. Who cares? YOLO, right?
That's all you need. You don't need anything.
Yeah, but like it's too technical for these kids to even try. Like, why do you try if you know you're not going to make it? That's what I think. Like, if I know it's a horrible thing for me to say and I sound really like bad. Just stop. That's all I have to say is just stop. Don't just stop what you're doing. Practice before you do these insanely sick jumps that you're trying to do. Like, I saw a kid the other day try to go down a bunch of stairs, face plant, just full on boom, smashed his face off the ground. I was like, see, that wouldn't happen if you practiced.
See, but you can practice and still mess up.
That's true. Like, everyone's going to mess up no matter what. But I'm saying, like, Just try your hardest, you know? Yeah, but then skateboarding started to go mainstream after seeing the legend of skateboarding, such as Tony Hawk, Bob Burnquist. One of the biggest names in skateboarding in my mind is Rodney Mullen, mostly known for his because he's autistic, right? He's mostly known. Yeah, he's autistic.
I did not know that.
A lot of people give me that exact same look, like, what? What? He's autistic? Yeah, but he was an autistic genius. He started skateboarding in his backyard and at a very early age when his dad built him like a 10x10 platform just for him to skateboard on. That's when he started inventing like really new and impressive tricks, like the foot slide. You know what a foot slide is, everyone? It's where you pop the board up and you stand on the side of the wheels, on the side of the trucks, and you just like grind on the side of your board. Whoa. It's really insane and it's a really impressive thing to do. Like, I've only saw it once, and that was when I went to a skate park up in Napanee, and one guy did it. He did it perfectly. Second time he did it, but he sort of screwed up and twisted his ankle. Yeah, it's cool to see them try and do this, though. Like, some of the people that are skateboarding out there are way, they should be in the X Games. Like, some of the guys that I've saw are amazing. There's so many underrated skateboarders out there. Like Nyjah Houston, he's one of the biggest underrated little guys out there, and he's been in the skateboarding industry
he's
for
not underrated very much though.
Is he not?
No.
He's
so big. Especially now. Like, because he left for a little bit, actually.
Yeah.
Like, and then he came back. He cut his dreads off. I'm so sad. But he came back and he was like, boom, I know all of this. I can do it. And he kicked, like, he won competition after competition after competition.
He's one of those guys that I've saw in the Tony Hawk games for so long. And I was like, that guy's the same age as me. I'm going to be him one day. Well, I'm not going to be him one day. I decided that I was going to be a professional skateboarder when I was younger. It didn't pan out so well because I just wasn't very good. I was decent. Like, I knew how to grind and stuff like that. I knew how to do, like, kickflips, ollies, all that easy basic stuff. But I just never progressed as a skater. Like, you, I know that you're a skateboarder. Like, when did you start skateboarding?
Let's see. I moved into my house, like, 2 or 3 years ago. I lived in my old house like 5 years. So I'd say probably like 8 years.
Really?
Yeah.
That's impressive, actually.
I've been skating a pretty long time and I don't know very much.
Yeah, it's one of those sports that's going to take you a while to get down. But as soon as you get it down, you're set. There's nothing else you can really do but invent more tricks.
No, there's so many tricks you got to learn.
Exactly. Well, that is true. Tony Hawk is one of the guys that I was watching an interview on. And he said that he still hasn't mastered skateboard, and this was back in his prime.
Yeah.
Like,
nobody's ever going to master skateboarding.
No, he was probably the closest one to mastering.
Good. But you can have style.
But you can't master it.
Yeah. You can't beat skateboarding, folks.
Yeah, but another reason why skateboarding was turning so mainstream back then is a couple of TV shows were made, such as Jackass, CKY, Camp Kill Yourself, and Viva La Bam. Yeah, these guys were known for their crazy antics. You guys more than likely all know what Jackass is. It's the movie series that has come out from I don't know how long ago. It was really long ago that when it came out. But it is an amazing series to watch. I highly recommend that. So go right ahead and check that out. But for right now, I'm going to get you guys into the music with Mr. Hoopty by Sir Mix-a-Lot on 91.9 The Cave. Hopefully you guys enjoyed that music. We are approaching the end of our show, but we have one more talk bit for you guys. It is about the new age of skateboarding, how we are starting to go into longboarding now. So yeah, it's become, over the years, over the past probably 10 years, it's more progressed to be a style sport, as it was before. As we said, it was more of a way to express yourself way back in the 90s. Now it's more, I want to say, extensive is what I want to say in my mind.
Like, how so extensive?
Like, people are trying new tricks on new boards. That's the thing. It's new longboards is what I'm trying to say. They're coming into more new age era. This is a new turn into skateboarding in my mind.
Technical little bits.
Yeah, like the new wheels that are on the longboards, how you can go a lot more faster. The new trucks, the new board itself, how much more bendy it is. Because if you're on a skateboard, it's really sturdy, easier to do flips and like heel flips, all that stuff. But on the longboard, it's more technical and more hard to do that.
But like, they're also sticking with regular skateboards too. Like the longboard companies, even though skateboarding still isn't like, a lot of people have kind of switched over to skate longboarding. It's like the longboard companies are still making skateboards.
Yeah. I heard the other day that they're making skateboard boards, but with longboard wheels on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you can get more speed. You're going into more speed now. There's a whole bunch of more spinoffs of skateboarding now than there was 10, 20 years ago. There's
a lot more technicalities.
Yeah. If you've ever watched longboarding racing, it's insane how fast these guys are going. If you watch anything on YouTube, anything like that, you can just see these guys just ripping down hills, going like 50 miles an hour, easy, just flying. And I don't see how that's safe in anyone's mind.
Well, I was watching a video last night. And, like, it was talking about the one hill, and they actually, like, you use one set of wheels every time you go down the hill.
Really?
Just because of how big the hill is.
That is insane.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, like, you get to the bottom of the hill, you gotta swap out your wheels.
That is insane. That's a big hill.
Yeah.
That reminds me of the hill where
it's
I live.
Big, it's fast.
Reminds me of the hill where I live. It's not as big as that, obviously, but it's still, it's pretty steep. It's coming down into County Road 6. You just can fly down that road. I usually go down there on my bike, no hands, because I try to make myself feel like I'm cool. But it's more fun going down there on a skateboard, in my mind, because I know I have longboard wheels on my skateboard at home, because I think I can get more speed out of that. I'm a speed demon, and I like going fast. Mama, I'm going fast.
Mama, I got it.
What about you, Dom? What are you more into when you skateboard now?
Well, now, like, I just got a new longboard out, so that's, I'm kind of into longboarding right now, but I still do have my skateboard at home, which during the summertime, I think I'm going to pop in and be like, boom, practice some of my old little tricks that I haven't done in a while.
The thing that I really like to do on a skateboard is bring it on to my trampoline, and you can just do sick tricks on there.
Do you keep your trucks and your wheels?
No.
Yeah, that's the one thing.
You gotta take all the traction wheels off your skateboard. It's just gotta be the board itself, and you can do.
I considered buying a trampoline purely for that reason.
It's so much fun. That and playing basketball on a trampoline. It's insanely fun.
Trampolines are fun.
Trampolines are fun, but they're dangerous at the same time if you think about it.
Yeah.
But yeah, skateboarding is taking a new age twist, and it's something to watch out for in a couple years because it might be just all longboarding, which I don't really think it could happen.
It's not going to happen.
But some experts are saying that longboarding is probably the new skateboarding. It's more it's somewhat underground right now, but a lot of people know what longboarding is.
Longboarding's kind of taken over, but there's still the hardcore skateboarders out there.
Yeah, there's
that aren't even like touching longboarding.
And another thing is like these old people that are skateboarding right now. We're coming into that era where people are getting more old, more stuff like that, and they still know how to skateboard, which in my mind, that's pretty sick. Like, you're a 50-year-old and you know how to skateboard? That's like a boss, man.
Especially now, though, because, like, all the pros and the amateurs that are coming out, they're so young.
Exactly. Like, at the X Games, I think the average age was, what, 18, maybe?
Yeah.
Maybe even lower than that.
But
it
was
insane.
I was watching a Trans World video the other day, and it was like, I have no clue who half of these people are. They're all just so new and up and coming.
It's insane to watch all these young kids who are younger than me do these insane tricks on a skateboard, and that's what I wanted to do as a child.
I feel like I'm kind of not as good, though. It kind of makes me sad. It's like, man, these kids are younger than me. I could be doing so much better. What is wrong with this?
I know what you're saying, dude. But, yeah, the new age twist is going to be something to look out for, in my mind at least. I think that there's going to be a lot more longboarders than there is skateboarders.
Well, there already is.
I think that there's still more skateboarders. Like you said, there's the more diehard skateboarders out there. Yeah. But that's just in my mind, in my opinion.
But, like, even just going around the city, like, counting the amount of longboarders to skateboarders that you see on a day-to-day basis, it's a lot different. Like, there's a lot less skateboarders than longboarders now.
And what I noticed in most longboarders is that I'd say probably just a bit over 50% of them are hip. They're really hipsters. That's what I want
to
say.
They're using it like they're to be stylish.
Yeah.
For something to do. They're not actually doing it for the love of skating.
Yeah, that's what I was actually just about to say. They're doing it for a style, a form. And longboarding to them is just an accessory. It's not something that you do as a hobby, like something that you love to do. It's something that I would love to do, just longboard.
Like, the only reason I've got a longboard now is so I could keep up with all my friends. Because, like, I used to just ride, like, I was fine with my skateboard. But then all of my friends had longboards, so I was like, okay, I should probably invest in some bigger wheels so I can keep up with everybody.
That's true.
And now I'm just ripping down roads.
It seems like it would be a smart investment if all your friends had longboards and you had a skateboard trying to keep up with the people
man,
on longboards.
I was doing it, though.
That really?
Yeah.
That's sick,
man.
I can actually
keep up with people on a skateboard.
That's actually pretty sick, though.
So as soon as I got longboard wheels, it was like, no. I was gone.
You were keeping up with them on a skateboard. Imagine what he could do on a longboard.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
That's like the thing that I love to do most. Like I said earlier, I like to go fast, but in other times I don't like to go fast. If it's like a really insane hill, I'm not going to just zoom down the hill thinking, oh yeah, it's a smart idea.
Well,
just go down this long hill. Yeah. Oh, that's another thing that we can talk about is
power slides.
Power slides, the things that people can do on their board for power slides are amazing. Like, if you guys don't know what a power slide is, I'll let Dom explain this because I'm not the greatest with explaining power slides.
Well, it's basically when you just, like, you're going straight normally when you ride your board. It's just when you turn sideways.
Yeah.
Because the friction between the wheels and the ground slows you down.
Yeah, it's true.
Skaters used to always do that.
Isn't it, the tires on longboards are less resistant than the ones on skateboards is what I've been hearing.
Well, no, okay. Technically, like, they're the exact same thing, because there's different, like, sections of how, like, the urethane works. Mm-hmm. Like, they have harder urethane and softer urethane. That's always been that way for, like, even just regular skateboards. Just it's come more to light with longboards because they've been increasing the technicalities in it.
That's another cool thing about longboarding is that they have softer wheels on it. Isn't that true? Most of the time they have softer wheels on it. But I think in my mind, it'd be easier to slide on a longboard than it would be on a skateboard, even though skateboards have harder wheels. That's what's in my mind,
originally,
at least.
Originally, like, slides was invented on skateboards.
Yeah, because that's the Zephyr team. The Zephyr team basically invented sliding, because there was all these other guys who were just going down the hill, and then there was the Zephyr team just sliding down, doing their own sort of style. And that's another thing with hipsters. That I'm going to call them hipsters for the rest of the show, because that's the only thing that I could describe them with. They do it for a style. They do it more for style points. That's basically the word I want to say is style points.
That brings it to Tony Hawk there, bud.
Yeah. They're doing it for points, and instead of riding and doing something that you really like to do and something that you love. That's in my mind, at least.
You gotta, like, actually enjoy doing it.
Yeah.
Instead of just doing it because you think it's cool.
Just doing it because it's not mainstream enough. That makes me angry, too. It just makes me angry. Oh, that actually makes my head hurt. Like, if you're going to be a hipster, don't show that you're a hipster. Don't show that. No, like, I'm not saying don't be a hipster. I'm saying, like, don't show that you're a hipster. Don't be like, yeah, I'm so hipster. If you say you're a hipster, that automatically makes you not a hipster in my mind, because then you're thinking that you're a hipster, which is mainstream. Yeah, it just hurts my brain. Anyways, we'll get back to talking about longboarding, because that's what our official thing was on. The new era is more like alternative rock, some stuff like that. So there's going to be more alternative rock coming up later on in the show, because that's what most longboarders are into, is like Metric and all those types of good Canadian music as well. It's mostly Canadian indie bands.
Yes and no. There's so many different, like, skateboarding has changed so much. It's not just like a group of kids now. Now it's like some kids are like punk rock screamo music, some kids are gangsters, some kids are listening to dubstep, and then there's kids listening to everything.
Yeah, that's true.
So you can't really genre skaters anymore.
Yeah, it used to be really, really genre. It used to be really big, our whole show has been grunge. It started off as surfer, then it more turned into grungy, then it turned into rap.
Sections.
Yeah, it's like sections of life, basically.
Yeah, but now it's kind of just everything.
Yeah, it's everything.
Every
just
walk of life is skating.
It's everything just pushed into one, and then hopefully, I really want it to take another rap turn, because I was a pretty big gangster back in the day. I used to be like, wear the hat sideways. This isn't grade 4, by the way. This is when I thought that I was a gangster. I actually thought that I was a gangster, even
still
though.
Still does.
Whatever. I don't think that I'm a gangster fully. I think that I'm a wankster. It's pretty cool, though, like, how much skateboarding has changed over the years.
Yeah.
How it's affected millions of lives, too. Like, there's been a lot of stories that I've been listening to about how they've been saying skateboarding's affected my life in this sort of way. It's kept me off the streets. It's kept me from doing the sort of bad things that no one wants to be actually doing.
Well, like, it used to be a piece of wood with wheels. Now it's just, there's so much more technicalities in it.
But then again, there are those skateboarders out there and longboarders who like to get in trouble and like to do bad stuff and get in trouble with the authorities.
Like, but that's not just because they're skaters.
No, that's just because
that's who they are.
Yeah, that's the way. Yeah, hooligans. That's the way they were made, I want to say.
They were born in the factory.
They were made. They were factoryized.
Factoryized?
I don't even know if that's even a word. I just made it up. It's a new word, factoryized. There you guys go. Factoryized is now a word in my dictionary. You can buy it in stores. I'm kidding. I don't
actually buy his dictionary. It's terrible.
Why would you say that, Dom? It has so much skateboarding stuff in it.
Let's finish this off.
All right, so I hope you guys have enjoyed this awesome show that we've thrown on for you guys today. So I will get you guys into the music.
We're gonna have some more music, just a little bit, and we got Getter with I Want More.